The Trump administration has expanded its travel ban to 6 more countries. One of them is Nigeria, the largest economy in Africa. Students and travelers from Nigeria are still eligible for visas and are welcome to visit the U.S., but any Nigerians hoping to emigrate to this country are being denied visas. Houston Public Media's Elizabeth Trovall has more on how the sizable Nigerian community in Texas is dealing with these new rules.
Saheed says he can't wait to begin his new life as a married man. He shows me a video from the day he popped the question.
And then she saw me. She was so surprised. She never expected it because, you know, we talked like a day before then. And while I was on my flight, I was texting her because I was able to connect to in-flight Wi-Fi.
Saheed asked me not to use his last name because he's afraid it could hurt his wife's immigration case. He's 32, a U.S. citizen, and has lived almost half his life in this country. He met his wife, Azizat, through family back in Nigeria.
She's a neighbor of my aunt in Nigeria.
Azizat is a doctor. Saheed is a pharmacist. They hit it off instantly, Saheed says.
It's just a friendship that, you know, blossomed into love and led to marriage.
They got married a year ago and applied for Azizat's visa to join Saheed in the U.S. Their paperwork was in order. All they had to do was wait.
It is heartbreaking as well for her. Just, you know, as much as I feel heartbroken, she does feel that way. Because, I mean, there's nothing more important for newlyweds than to be together.
Many Nigerians were in shock when the U.S. added Nigeria to the list of 13 countries facing a travel ban.
We were somewhat blindsided with the announcement of the visa restrictions by the U.S.
That's Nigerian Foreign Minister Jeffrey Onyema at a news conference with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Here's Pompeo explaining the new policy.
President Trump announced the suspension of immigrant visas for Nigerians because Nigeria has room to grow in sharing important national security information. I'm optimistic that's going to happen.
Pompeo's comments offer some hope, says Houston area immigration attorney Busayo Fasidi. But even so, she says many Nigerians are right to worry the ban will keep them from being reunited with their family.
Most of my clients are trying to bring in their family members from overseas. Those ones that are trying to bring in their family members will be gravely impacted.
She says she's been bombarded with phone calls and messages about the ban.
A lot of people file for their elderly parents, then also spouses and children.
Fasidi says she was shocked when she heard about the ban, but also thinks the Nigerian government is partially to blame.
I think I'm going to lean towards the side of the U.S. government on that point, you know, surprisingly.
Fasidi says she doesn't see this particular policy as discriminatory. She says Nigeria should improve its security measures. Nigerian elder and Texas Southern University professor Chris Ulasi has his doubts.
I don't buy the reasoning. A countries don't normally ban or place undue restrictions on the countries that they have good relationship with.
Nigeria is one of the United States' top trading partners in Africa, exporting millions of barrels of oil each month. Nearly 300,000 Nigerians live in the U.S., and Julia Gillette with the Migration Policy Institute says a lot of them are quite successful.
They have pretty high rates of educational attainment. They're more likely to have a bachelor's degree or a graduate degree than U.S.-born people.
She says the Trump administration could be justified in its reasoning for the visa ban, but there's good reason to be skeptical.
What's interesting about this version is that it doesn't block those temporary visas for tourists or business travelers or students or temporary workers. And what that suggests is that the government doesn't see an imminent travel threat from any of these countries.
Gillette says blocking permanent visas seems like a way the U.S. government can pressure other countries to change their policies because these visitors pose no immediate threat. While Nigeria and the United States negotiate, thousands of people's lives are on pause. People like Azizat, who is studying to one day validate her medical degree in the U.S., and Saheed, who is saving up for a house where he hopes they'll someday live together. For The World, I'm Elizabeth Trovall in Houston.